Still here then. Gervaise, you've embarrassed yourself.
Oh, just shut your ugly gob, you bug-eyed, anemic, fish-faced tosser.
Nice to have you back.
4:05 on a Sunday, Ricky Gervais, XFM 104.9, London's, only alternative. Steve.
Yeah.
You know we gave away those CDs. Hey, we great giveaways, just good radio, isn't it? We've got CDs to give away, tickets and that, it's good radio.
Mm.
Do you remember who won them?
What, last week?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Right. I've got to get them back.
What, are these the CDs that we took from the library?
Yeah. I've got to get them back. 0171 580 2000. If you won those CDs, could you give us a call?
Well, why should they bother? They're probably busy listening to them. Do you know what I mean? You can't give something away and then take it back.
Yeah, I need big time. I've got to get them back.
We've had a bill for the computer as well.
That's mine.
No, it's not yours.
It is mine.
It's not yours.
I procured that. That is mine now.
No,
that is technically, that technically counts as ownership.
Listen, Gervais, it's not yours, all right? I've told you this before. I've explained this to you 100 times.
What?
All right? If you urinate on something,
yeah,
it is not yours.
It does, in
no,
the cat world. That's what
yours.
Cats do. That is what cats do. They go around, the territory, that's theirs, they urinate on it. That computer's mine.
If a cat urinates on something,
yeah,
right, yeah, in its cat philosophy,
yeah,
it owns that. I agree. It's, that's a sort of, what do you call it? A sort of territory thing.
What's the difference?
You're not a cat.
No, I know.
You're not a cat.
That's discrimination.
No, you're not a cat. You can't live life by cat rules.
Well, I've got loads of stuff like that. My flat's full of stuff that I've got like that.
What?
Yeah, I've got, 2 telephone boxes.
Right.
I've got a cash point machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glyn was furious. He was getting out money.
Right.
In the film. Side of a church.
That's yours.
Yeah. 2 BMWs. Well, I had 2. I've got 1 now.
What happened?
The second one, the owner caught me and he started doing the same. And because I started first, I finished first, so he finished last, so it was technically his again.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
If I piss on something, then that's mine.
Yeah.
But if someone else pisses on it, then that's theirs.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Could you say urinate? This is XFM 104.9. They are mine
now.
They're
not yours.
They are
mine. They're my shoes, Jimmy.
Yeah, and they're mine now.
No, they're not. I can't believe. This is why I don't want to do this anymore.
Why?
Just, I can't believe you.
They're my shoes now. That is how, that is ownership. That counts.
In the cat world.
They're my shoes now, and some of the carpet is mine as well.
In the cat world.
Yeah, wow.
You cannot live your life by the rules of the cat world.
I can.
What does your girlfriend
Watch this.
Oh.
Not many people can do that. XFM
4.9 quarter past. How do these sort of little theories of yours develop?
What, they come in my head? Then they're all right. Then I like them, and they happen.
Right.
Then they're mine. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do other people make of the fact
they go along with it?
What, your girlfriend?
Yeah, and all my special friends and the friends that I make.
Does she mind that your flat looks like an East End lockup and stinks of urine?
No,
she don't have a problem with that.
No, the sinuses are gone now, completely gone.
Her sinuses are
gone. Yeah.
The Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought as much. Well, I know what you rock and rollers get up to, Gervais, in your spare time.
Oh, dear.
It's beautiful to see you again, though, because we thought you would,
I'm looking good.
We thought you'd be gone forever.
Why?
But you're back.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to see you.
Yeah, I'll be around for
anything planned?
I didn't expect, it's like my life, I didn't expect to be here this long, so anything is a bonus, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Any plans for today's show?
Got some more records than that, and some absolute drivel.
Right.
Yeah, packed into 2 hours.
So no difference.
No. No.
Hey.
No.
Great, well, it's going well.
It's going well.
I've got a little competition.
Yeah.
Which I'll maybe introduce after the next
Is there anyone mad enough to sleep with me competition? Because is it? I'm not doing that one again.
Alright, I've got a different one.
Yeah.
I've got a different competition.
Keep calling the Samaritans, please, we don't do that sort of thing, sir.
Please.
Or else. Can't threaten the Samaritans.
Why do you like that song so much?
Because they're singing about you being an ugly tosser, alright? Just gone 4:20.
Gervais, I hate to kick people when they're down.
No, you don't. You like it. And you like people twitching when they've been badly hurt.
But I don't know how this came about, but I started to consider the songs of Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine. I don't know why. Someone was playing one in my house, and we were flipping through the record, the lyric sheets.
Fruit bat.
Now I don't know when I was at when I was in the sixth form, everybody. When I was in the sixth form, Gervais, everybody had a Carter USM t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
And I imagine you probably
saw the end of the 80s, early 90s, all events officers, A&R men, yeah.
What were you doing about that time? You'd have been, that was when you were claiming benefit while still working.
Yeah, yeah.
You had the wheelchair and everything.
Yeah, the tartan blanket.
Nice.
Fantastic.
See, everybody had a Carter USM t-shirt. I didn't have one, because I didn't, do you know what I mean? That wasn't me. It was all a bit cliquey, and they didn't like me for it.
Yeah, it wasn't because of that though, was it? It was because they sort of had like symmetrical heads. They were running in their human packs, weren't they? Ostracizing you, going, oh dear.
Don't start. Yeah. Right. I'm just looking through the lyric sheet. This is from the album 1992, the Love album, right, by Carter.
Yeah.
Now just give you a taste of some of the lyrics.
Yeah, go on.
Which we thought were so profound in 1990 or whatever.
Never did.
This is from the track Look Mum, No Hands. I should point out that many of the titles of their songs are appalling. There's obviously my favourite, possibly the worst, is The Road to Domestos.
That's
the worst name for song I've ever heard. I mean, what's
that?
Anyway, check this lyric out. This is one of the lyrics.
Go on.
He flies through the air with the greatest of ease, that daring young man in the blue dungarees. What the hell does that mean?
Oh,
is that supposed to be profound?
Oh, she flies like a bird in the sky high, that ugly old tart with a sty in her eye.
This is quite a nice one. This is clever. This is bloody clever.
Go on, what they've done. What's Fruit Bat done here?
We club together with all the diamonds.
Hey, hold on, I'll stop you there.
Club?
Go on.
Diamond.
Oh, come on, go on.
If we club together with all the diamonds we've saved, we could look to our hearts and say,
hold on, hearts is a suit in
this. Incredible.
Oh, go on, clubs, diamonds, hearts.
We could look to all our hearts and say, we've got it in spades.
What does that mean?
Spades.
Hold on, what does that sentence mean?
If we club together with all the diamonds we've saved, we can look to our hearts and say, we've got it in spades.
I don't know what that means.
I've no idea, but that's the kind of brilliance.
So they, see what they did there? They got all those things.
It's incredible. Let me just, there's a good great one here.
Could they do it with signs of the zodiac? Parts of the body.
Here we are. I've been GBH'd and ABH'd for a packet of B&H. I've been taken and I've been driven away. My telephone is always ringing and my number is triple X directory. Call 0898-333-TALK-DIRTY to me. That is some of the worst lyrics, Gervais, surely, that you've ever heard.
Unless you know different. 0171-580-2000. I've been thinking some of my own as well.
The worst lyrics you've ever come across.
Oh, there's going to be arguments.
0171-580-2000. Or you can fax us 0171-580-1234.
And think realistically, because I hate it when you see in like the Melody Maker Enemy and they ask one of these pop stars, what's the worst song of all time? And they go, the Birdie song. Or, no it's not, it's something by Carter or Suede or David Bowie, because they're in that framework, they're the pretension, you know, do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Don't go for, chirpy chirpy cheap cheap, go for something like that, because that is disgusting.
Let me just tell you, this is my final one, before we go away, which is, yes, sorry, boy, there's nothing worth living for, but it really ain't worth dying for, so just say three Hail Jesus and Mary chains.
Early in the morning, I put breakfast at your table. Make sure that your coffee has a sugar and cream. Your eggs are over easy. It's sort of like a breakfast song. I can't remember the difference. But it goes, I'm not your superwoman. Doom, 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 doom. Yeah.
It's just, I've never heard this.
There's one great bit as well. He goes, now you say your juice is sour. It used to be so sweet. And I can't help but wondering if you're talking about me.
Isn't that great?
Oh. Sorry, look, this juice is a bit sour. It used to be so sweet. Oh, fine, I'll change it. No, let me explain. This juice, it's sour. It used to be sweet. Well, it's what we've always had. No, you're not listening. you're not listening. I think you're an ugly pig. I want to leave you. So I mean, like, you know, he didn't state it. Your eggs are over easy. Oh, who's that by?
No, I didn't ever heard it. You've made it up.
I'm not your superwoman. Dun, dun. 0171-580-23. I just thought of another one as well. So, do you remember John Waite? I ain't missing you at all. Missing you since you've been gone away. And he's worried about people that think that he's really not missing her. So, towards the end, he goes, I can lie to myself. Oh, he was lying all along then, wasn't he? Oh, got any more Carter lyrics?
Well, I'm still wading through them, Gervais, and it's just making me quite low. So, I'll try and dig out a few more for the next time we have a chat. But I would say that Emma, of course, who helps us out here, she's mentioned, track. What was it, Emma? What was yours?
It was,
YMCA.
YMCA.
I've got a worse one.
Have you? Hold on. Oh, what's that one? Another one?
That's worse.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, Emma, we'll save that one. Emma's was, you can get yourself clean, you can have a good meal.
You can get yourself clean, you have a good meal. Well, I don't have a problem with it, you see, because I just think it's a wonderful thing. You know, the YMCA doesn't get enough publicity, good press.
Yeah.
And the village people did them a favour. I mean, why on earth they wrote that song?
Well,
you know,
are you serious?
To publicise the YMCA. I mean, who thinks, I don't know, oh, people have done the police force, you know, they've done...
Hold on, wait a minute, this is very good, but I think you mean this, that you don't know what that song is, you think that they're actually some sort of advertising for the YMCA, were you?
Well, I don't know, it just seems really odd to me.
Well, if I remember at the time, the YMCA complained at the time because the connotations.
What kind of, it's just a PR thing for the YMCA, I imagine. It's like that one that in the Navy.
Yeah.
You know, another sort of PR thing for the Navy. It's just bizarre.
When they were dressed up as sailors and stuff.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Whereas usually they sort of like construction worker with a nice moustache, aren't they?
Yeah.
Traffic cop.
Yeah.
Jumpers. And,
what? I don't, it's just...
I'm worried about the red Indian chief.
Am I supposed to be reading?
Am I supposed to be reading
between the lines or something? I don't understand. I mean, I don't really understand. I mean this seriously.
Okay,
I don't
right.
Understand what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, this is fine. What is it? Obviously, there were gay connotations. It's like a gay icon record, isn't it? YMCA. In the Navy. That was the point of it. What did you need? One of them dressed as Judy Garland. What, I don't understand. What was your problem with that?
What? But there's another, I don't understand why that suggests that people are gay. I don't.
It doesn't necessarily. It's like, it's high camp, isn't it? It's been adopted since as well.
But the four of them, there's a guy dressed as a motorcycle cop. There's no reason why that he should be gay.
There's no reason why anyone should be gay.
There's a builder.
Yeah.
Right.
So no builders are gay ever.
There's another one. I can't remember what the other one is.
Right.
And then there's a red Indian. Why on earth the red Indian is supposed to be an icon?
I don't know about that.
I'm
flummoxed on that one, I'll be honest.
But so what I'm saying to you, Gervais, is if you can talk about gay people, then why don't they use the cliches? Why isn't there a hairdresser?
Right.
And
because it's probably the sort of cliches that even seen gays want to get away from. Also, that's you're confusing camp. ITV gays with real homosexual people who live normal lives.
If I'm going to write a song about gay people, I'm going to have a hairdresser.
Yeah, you are.
In order to appeal to a gay community, I'd have a hairdresser, John Inman, Larry Grayson,
obviously,
and I don't know.
You wouldn't have Jason Donovan then, obviously. Because he's not, so you wouldn't have him, would you?
No, I wouldn't have Jason Donovan.
No.
Well, I wouldn't have Philip Schofield.
I wouldn't have Andy Peters. Right.
I wouldn't have Andy Peters.
Okay, I'm getting scared.
I would not have Andy Peters. A few more Carter lyrics for you.
Go on.
You'll enjoy this one. It's just one big knees up, a night on the town, a storm in a teacup. More like a teacup in a storm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, man?
Yeah.
It's more like a teacup in a storm.
Yeah, they've twisted it, haven't
they? Right.
Yeah. Ian Canfield, you know, he's 12 now,
right.
He does the rock show.
Oh.
He called, and, that, I'm not your superwoman, was, Karen White. And
never.
He also says, a worse lyric in that YMCA is, young man, there's no need to feel down.
Fair enough. Another Carter lyric for you. The tequila sun is rising, and listen to me. The tequila sun is rising, and the Harvey's Bristol moon is shining. Because they've got Harvey's, you know, shine on Harvey's moon.
Yeah.
And somehow Harvey's Bristol moon is shining. I have no idea.
It's got to be something about pulling your trousers down in a coach.
It's just rubbish.
It? And so, also, you know, Quick Space, I played that and you said, oh, why is that your favourite?
Mm.
And I got annoyed because you've got no taste and shouldn't even question me. And I said it was about you being an ugly tosser. Well, Nina, from the band, who's around at Jan's, said, no, it's not about him being ugly. And the worst lyric is from the Beatles, you should see her in drag in a polythene bag. What's that from then?
I don't know, polythene perm or whatever it's called.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could well be.
All right, then the worst Beatles lyrics, we'll have those as well.
There's a lot of them to choose from.
There are a lot.
They're good. No, I'm not dissing the Beatles.
No.
I'm just saying they wrote, so, you know, they can't keep up that level, can they?
Gervais, I've heard the songs you've written. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
You're not in a position to disrespect anybody.
No, I don't.
I'm talking about people on the tube, alright, that can barely speak, alright, that just go with like a kazoo. There's a guy near my tube, he's just got a kazoo, and just taps his foot, and then tries to sell lighters to you by being a kazoo. Right? You can't even disrespect him for his musical ability.
Of course, you're laughing about him now. If that was female, it'd be a whole different story, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, you've got to take it where you can get it.
You'd have a lot of lighters every day, wouldn't
hey!
You? You'd be struggling down that road with loads of little, clippers.
I'd say, you know, I think there's a sad lack of kazoos on the wireless, and I'd have her in here for a quick session.
Well, we better do a competition now.
Okay, yeah, well, we've got these two, is it two pairs of pulp tickets?
Or so just no idea, have you?
I've no idea.
You just want to, we've got the, oh, can I do this bit? You don't know what you're doing, do you? It's never stopped me, no.
Well,
exactly.
I wasn't gonna mention it.
No.
Alright, you do it. Go on then, I'll sit over here. I'm out of the way.
Okay, how many tickets have we got, Emma?
One pair.
One pair. That's two to you, Steve. To give away.
To see who?
Pulp.
When?
Next Saturday.
Where?
Finsbury Park.
At what time?
About 9.
And what have people got to do to win tickets? Yeah, now you're stumped.
What? You suggesting I should plan this show?
Yes!
Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
Why?
Alright, now listen, I think we should just give people an added reason to phone in with their worst lyrics ever.
Yeah.
They can win, this pair of pulp tickets.
Yeah.
And then if we get bored with that in, say, about 10 minutes time, we'll come up with another reason.
As if it'd take 10 minutes for us to get bored. I'll be surprised if we actually bother.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got an ad break and then, at least I've got a pulp song lined up.
Before you do that.
Oh, we should tell them what the competition is, shouldn't we?
I just did.
What was it? I wasn't listening. I wasn't listening. I really do turn off when you talk.
Emma, what was the competition?
I'm not sure if I want listening.
01715802000. Any ideas what the competition was?
What was the competition? I've just got to tell this again, because it was wonderful, okay? so it gets through to the tiebreaker, the two couples are at the end, it's from like about 1979, and they're dressed like it, do you know what I mean? These are just like, people are, oh, they're amazing. They make you look, no, they're still better than you. Okay, both pairs, fingers on the buzzers. Goes, right, Ted gets the envelope and goes, right, okay, fingers on the buzzers? Yeah, ready. German composer, but British born. He looks around. No one knows. So he goes. Most famous for his Messiah. No. Right. Third clue. What is his handle? Right. One woman goes. She goes. Oh, we did this at school. He goes. We are nearly there. She goes. Oh God, it was Handel's Water Music. He went, so what's the composer's name? She went, Chopin. He went, I'm gonna have to throw it across. Buzzes in, this bloke goes, is it Beethoven? Oh, oh, isn't that fantastic? Oh.
Why?
Oh.
I mean, you've mentioned to me 3-2-1 in the past.
Oh, it's fantastic.
They deliberately got on the worst contestants ever.
Well, no, they just weren't bright. Have you seen the clues, though? I am a car and not a bin, or am I? Holiday Inn, and we reject that one. Well, it says we are a car, but if you reverse car and change some of the letters, it's bin. Ad luck. Tough shit, you lost. Sorry.
Why is it we don't go on those shows and clean up?
I know.
Because Catchphrase is the other one.
What, getting a job as a caretaker?
Catchphrase, you'll see a cloud with a silver lining, and they'll say up the garden path.
No, it's not. It's a good answer.
It's a good answer, but it's not quite right. I wish I could give you the money out of my own pocket, but I can't.
Oh, they're fantastic. There was another one, right, when he was asking them questions, they're paying for pounds, and they get, like, a maximum of 10 questions, and that multiplies. So he, it was, okay, let's have a go, we're looking for, words in the English language beginning with I-N. So, he go, we'll start with that one, industrial, bang, back and forth, goes, Asian country. Right, this bloke went, Iran. he went, no. He said, I was confused about that one. It is, in fact, in the Middle East. Forgetting the fact that it started with IR. and he came back about 10 minutes later and went, oh, of course, and also, it doesn't start with I, and so the floor might have been Ted, you thick fuck. what do you mean? What do you mean, sympathising with him?
Oh. Jermaine, what's your favourite, It'll Be Alright on the Night clip? From, I'm talking about all sort of 58 shows that they must have done.
No, that is difficult.
See, I'm wondering if it is that one, with Mr. Chips from Catchphrase. Tossing off. Have you seen that one? Yeah, it's great, because it's just an error, and it makes it look as though he's tossing off.
Oh,
but he's not, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what the catchphrase is. 01715.
Mr. Chips is coming to dinner. Something like that.
Possibly.
It's the best I could do.
No, come on. I want, by the time we come back after this next tune, your favourite, It'll Be Alright on the Night clip.
Okay.
What's Mr. Chips doing there? Say what you see. What's he doing? What's Mr. Chips doing there?
Is he spanking a monkey?
Oh, it's a good answer, but it's not right. No, he was having a quick hand shandy.
He'd have been spanking the monkey. There'd have been a monkey being spanked, and you wouldn't have got it.
Now, it's interesting that, I wondered what the catchphrase was.
What?
When they made that hideous
joke. Explain this, we didn't explain it. There was actually a thing on A What Other Night. I didn't see it.
No, let me explain. Yeah,
go on.
It'll Be Alright on the Night.
Steve's gonna explain it.
Because you don't know what you're talking about. Do you know what I mean? I'm nominating myself, Gervais, because you've got no idea.
That's fair enough.
Only It'll Be Alright on the Night.
No, go on, do it, seriously, because it'll get annoying.
I can't be one to go on, really.
No, come on!
All I'm saying is,
Did we do a pop competition or not?
Shut up a minute.
Go on.
Dennis Norden's there, he's saying, if you're one of those people.
Yeah.
And he says something like, you know, anyway, here's an episode of blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so you see the Mr. Chips, you know, he's up to no good or whatever on the big monitor screen, and Roy Walker's there saying, say what you see. And for some reason, because of the computer graphics, it looks as though Mr. Chips is having a quick...
It looks like he's masturbating.
It does, I'll be honest with
you. I haven't seen it, but I'll take your word for it.
Anyway, I just said to Emma, I wonder what the actual catchphrase was they were looking for, and she went and made a phone call, and she found out. What was it?
What
a giveaway!
That's a Freudian slip.
It was,
she's forgotten.
Snake charmer.
Which is basically the same thing.
Hold on, that's a good euphemism.
I know it is.
They've come up with a great,
But what
I've got to go and charm a snake.
Yeah. What I like is the fact that she could go out and make a phone call and get that answer.
Okay, we could give her challenges.
Yeah, it's just little tasks. If we get people to phone in and say, I remember an old episode of, Coronation Street, 1972.
Yeah.
I think somebody, you know, do you know what I mean? And she'll go off and make a call and we'll sort it out.
Or is it sort of Challenge Emma?
Challenge Emma.
That's good, isn't it?
Who's she phoning?
Who is she phoning?
01715825.
I've heard something that always confused me. I know the answer now, but I could not for the life of me work out why this was a good saying. You can't have your cake and eat it. Why not? What is the point?
I don't know what it means.
Well, it means you can't have eaten your cake and then still have it whole in front of you.
Right.
Wise words. Mr. Chips there, what he's doing, he's picking up male chickens and sucking them. Say what you see. Well, we've got an ad break now. Did we do a pulp competition?
I can't remember. For the life of me. Should we do another one?
Well, no, but then what if someone has entered and, well, they haven't won, obviously.
Well, no.
Do another one. Do something else. 0171-580-2000. What? Then you could be going to pulp. What?
Brilliant.
Yeah?
You've got us out of that particular
Look,
again.
I've got, after the break, right, there's a Virgin promo thing, don't mention the adverts. I'm gonna play, a classic by The Smiths, I'll tell you what it is. It's, Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others, right? But, what worries me is it sort of starts and it fades away, and then comes back in again. And that worries me when I play this, because they probably think that I can't use the desk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, it'd be terrible that, if people got the wrong idea, Gervais, thought you're incompetent.
Yeah.
Tosser. There was an article in The Guardian, Gervais, on that Friday, and it was about 2 pages long, and it said basically that Morrissey's a little bit odd. Well done. 2 pages. The guy wrote that probably got a grand or something.
We got our, yeah, I know.
That's money for old wrote.
Eh? Get him out. He's putting me off with his hair.
Yeah. Get out, would you?
There's a bloke in here with strange orange hair just fiddling around. Emma, is my producer, who's this bloke?
Yeah, get him out.
No, they're publicly embarrassing. No, don't hide. Emma, get him here. Get him out.
Who?
Say his name. He's hiding now.
Ian.
Gervais, yeah, it's not Ian. Good radio.
Eh?
It's not great radio, this. to exercise your personal psychological demons on air. It's not fun. Do you know what I mean? That's what, all this stuff about you phoning up your mum. Alright, that might be useful and interesting to you.
Yeah.
Right?
And the psychiatrist gave me some money off a bill, though.
Yeah, we don't care.
The winner is Roy Roberts. That's a good name. He won the pulp tickets for, his idea that the worst lyric was, look, he's banging around. What is this? Amateur night.
Kettle, chicken, pot, black.
Everyone out of the studio that shouldn't be here? Good. This is a professional organisation. People wandering in, banging. There's bits of paper here that's in, like, green biro. I want things typed. Do you know what I mean? I don't want anyone in here who isn't giving it 100%.
Gervais?
I'm leaving. Got to stop that there.
That's
sorry.
Crazy.
No, wait. That's Supergrass and Nenny. This is how Up On Music, Steve, is. It's sticking. Gervais, it's sticking. I got to start it again now.
Isn't it? How am I supposed to know? I've never heard the track before.
Right. Okay, let's
I can't
that.
Believe you disrespected me on something like that. That's yeah. So unfair.
I've embarrassed you, haven't I?
I don't know the ins and outs of YMCA, so I'm not I'm not a music aficionado.
Yeah, okay.
Right, you ask me any question on somebody credible,
yeah.
Right?
Like,
credit to the nation.
Disco
credit to the nation. Who the hell needs credit to the nation? Cheers, lads. Thanks very much. Well done.
Yeah.
What
are you gonna do? Take a little bit in Nirvana, right? Still, they all run onto the dance floor at the Camden Palace and they have to come off again.
It's Nirvana! It's not Nirvana, it's a rap
damn,
thing.
I'm embarrassed now.
Sort of rap track.
Quick, do some ironic dancing.
I was thinking about that the other day. Tracks which use the riffs from really great songs. Oh. Which are just terrible. And what are they thinking?
There's a show in that.
There's that one that had...
Am I going to play Supergrass or not?
What was it?
The way, the pulp winner, Roy Roberts, right, and his horse Trigger, he won because he said, Duran Duran, you're about as easy as a nuclear war. Do you remember that one? please tell me now. And Will sent in one of my favourites of all time. It's Spandau Ballet. She used to be a diplomat, but now she's down the laundromat.
Brilliant.
That is lovely, isn't it?
That's the problem with so many of these lyrics, it's simply because people want to rhyme stuff.
Yeah.
They want to rhyme two things,
yeah.
So they end up with cod lyrics like that. You see, you don't get that with, I let rappers off, but it's people like Duran Duran just make me...
That's funny, because I sort of let off New Romantics, because it wasn't about anything, was it really? It was about the clothes, Steve.
It was all, I wasn't there.
It was about showing out, you know what I mean?
I wasn't there, mate.
Okay, this is Supergrass and Lenny. I've cleaned the CD off, it should be alright now. Twonk. XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais.
Gervais, I've just thought of a great game. All right.
Good.
Emma, who helps us out here, she's just brought in a couple of beers for us.
Yeah.
All right. And I know you
have. We're going to drink them after the show because I do not drive the desk and drink.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, don't pick it up.
Okay, right.
Because the thing is, there's a picture, all right,
right.
On the bottle, which I don't think you've seen it yet, have
no.
You? Right, and I guarantee if I turn this bottle round, you're going to start...
Again, this is good radio, isn't it?
You're going to start laughing when you see this picture.
Right.
Now, before I turn it round,
yeah.
Right, hopefully you will laugh spontaneously.
Yeah.
It's a new competition, all right?
Right?
You can fax us in pictures, you can send pictures in the post, all right?
Yeah.
Any picture which I can then, during the show, hold up and show to Gervais, if he laughs spontaneously, you'll win a gift, you'll win a prize. That's a great competition,
isn't
Gervais.
It? And great radio.
And great
radio. They'll be laughing at the picture at home, won't they?
Exactly.
They'll be going, no wonder he laughed, look at that!
Well, all right, there's simple things like that which don't work, but the point is... The point is, right, anyway,
you're still trying, okay, let's test it. He's going to turn this little chubby pint of beer around, whatever it is.
Just calm yourself.
Okay,
alright. Don't want you to-
Oh yeah, I want to drink it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Alright, play a record, Gervais.
Oh God!
Mm.
Blur and Tracy Jacks from 1965 there.
Hey.
Cheeky little monkeys.
Well, I think we've established ourselves there now, Gervais.
As radio gods.
As radio gods.
Yeah.
We've come up with possibly the most enjoyable radio game in the history of all things. Basically, what we want you to do is send in pictures, drawings.
Is it as good as this?
Gervais, put it away. We want drawings, pictures, photographs, okay, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to show them to Gervais midway through the show. You'll never know when, they might just suddenly pop up, and we'll see if Gervais laughs hysterically, and if he does, you win a prize. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
It could be that you'll win a couple of pulp tickets if we've got them to give away.
Yeah.
It might be that you win a crate of beer, anything.
Yeah.
Whatever we've got to hand, you'll win it if you can make Gervais laugh simply by me showing him a picture. The address is XFM, 97 Charlotte Street, London, W1P, 1LB, all right? And you can fax us, of course, 0171 580 1234.
I must warn them that I really have been desensitized now because I sit opposite you.
Well, exactly.
You know what I mean, do you know how hideous and, like, ridiculous they've got to be to make me laugh?
The pictures have got to be pretty odd.
Yeah.
The address, XFM, 97 Charlotte Street, London, W1P, 1LB.
Apart from bad lyrics as well, I like it when pop stars and marketing managers of record companies try and get clever with their, titles for albums and stuff. Remember Wet Wet Wet? Popped in, sold out.
Nice.
Oh, lovely.
Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
You know, Tony Banks out of Genesis, he did his solo project. And what he had, right, was the album there, and he had Banks across the top. Right? And using the S to start the next word coming down was statement.
Clever.
Banks statement. Oh, I was watching
Tony Banks, is he not the sports minister?
Oh, I don't know. He was in Genesis when he was younger though, wasn't he?
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know how it works. Well, because Phil Collins is minister of, shite.
Right. When I'm alone, right, and Jane's out, I sort of channel surf. I never watch a programme.
Right.
I sit down to it and I think, 2 minutes.
You shocked me.
Yeah. And I just sort of going through and I was going back and forth between the Waltons and, like, The Box.
Right.
Music Television, You Control.
Yep.
MTV.
Mm-hmm.
VH1. Ooh. I got a glimpse of Toya Wilcox, which I stopped, obviously.
Yeah.
And, she's on one of these religious programmes. I think it was on BBC Two. I don't know what it was, but it was with that bloke. Oh, God. I can't tell this anecdote. I can't stand it if I don't know the name. He's sort of like a Jeremy Paxman type thing. You know, he went to university, he was going to be a serious journalist. He wanted to be Kate Adie, but he settled for Les Dennis. Oh, he one of those sort of people that was on, That's Life. No, I'm not telling it until someone phones in. Toya Wilcox from a religious programme, what's that bloke's name? Then I'll tell it. 0171 580 2000.
Gervais, have you ever watched an entire documentary all the way through?
You don't know one, don't you?
Beautiful.
You don't look. Now, New Order's your favourite band of all time, isn't
it?
Yes,
that's right.
Paul Wright called. It was John Stapleton.
Oh, was it?
It was one of those, you know what I mean? It was sort of like the Paul Heine, Kieran, what is it, Prendeville, and Chris Searle, all that sort of type of thing, you know what I mean?
Right, so, and this was on BBC Two.
And it's always one of those, you're sitting with people and they go, oh, I went to university with him.
I know.
And they suddenly realise it's not a proud, you know.
I know.
And they just go quiet. It's never impressive, is it?
It's never Prince.
Exactly.
Or, I don't know, somebody really great and groovy.
Yeah.
It's never, I don't know, say Rick Astley.
And then you start realising that you're around someone's house and they go, and he comes on, and you just don't say anything.
Yeah.
And then someone goes, didn't you go, no. No, I thought I did, it was the other one, it was Chris Searle.
Did you go to anybody, school with anybody
famous? Michael Jackson.
Did you?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Odd that. You went to school, presumably, in the States.
No. He was in Reading for a lot of his life.
Right.
Yeah.
Was he some kind of exchange program?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We sent them, Charlie Chaplin, funnily enough.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Took a long time for them to get round it. You know what the Americans are like.
You're making this up.
Yeah. Anyway, Toya's talking to John Stapleton, and I suddenly realised it's a religious programme straight away, because it was over the church, right? And,
nothing gets past you,
No way. No way. Could be archaeology is us.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Yeah, so people, Toya's on some religious programme, BBC
Two, not worth it.
John Stapleton.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm just flicked through and I went, hold on, it's Toya. And he goes, very spiritual. She goes, yes. And I realised she was talking about a wedding. She was going, it was very, very spiritual indeed. And he said, but no hymns. She went, no, we had silence instead. silenced instead. So now we will do silence number three. It's 4.5 minutes long, so keep your gob shut. Right? And I think, oh, what is she talking about? He went, mm. She went, people are scared of, sorry, people are, that was Chris Eubank. Right? She said, people are scared of silence.
Yeah.
And then she said, the thing is, during silence, there's a lot of unconscious thought.
What?
You thought that you don't know you're thinking. You said it was 3.5 minutes. I didn't think a thing during that. I better plug into my unconscious to find out what exactly I was standing up for 3 minutes, going, who's the women in the hats? What are we doing here? What a load of pretentious twaddle that
is. Well, I've never liked Toya. I've never liked her.
Oh, she's alright.
That's all the more reason to hate her.
No, I don't hate her. All those people I just mentioned, they don't come close to Lenny Henry. I saw another bit of him doing his stand-up in America. Oh God, it's so nauseating. He's got another series, apparently. Does anyone like Lenny Henry? Oh, well, obviously. It's a massive star. Does anyone listening to this show
really like Lenny Henry?
Yeah, yeah. Or is there anyone that annoys me more than Lenny Henry? I should answer that one, shouldn't I?
Yes.
Do I win a prize?
I think what you want to do there is you want to sort of, you want to speak correctly. It's another simple thing, Gervais, which will help you out in your radio career.
Oh no, I'm a swerve driver, that's 3:41, I've got to pick one, 7 minutes to news.
Gervais, whoa, before you move on, can I just tell you, cause you know we talked about celebrities and going to school with celebrities and things.
Yeah.
I have a very famous second cousin.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you who it is in a minute.
Really?
Yeah.
And I've got the best joke in the world.
Have you?
I should have been trailing that. That'd have kept them on their tender hooks. Why are they sitting on tender hooks?
So we've got
what are tender hooks?
I think it's tenter hooks. I don't know what they are, but I don't think it's.
What? Oh, okay. 0171. Who annoys me more than Lenny Henry? No one. You've won that one. So don't bother phoning
him. But who annoys you, the listener, more than Lenny Henry?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Clever.
Because then it's thrown it to them.
Yeah,
and it's their opinion.
Oh! Simple things.
Excellent.
Oh, one. I noticed again, you didn't bother to give the whole phone number.
What did I say?
You actually just said 0171. It used to be, as I recall, 0171580, which is about half of it, but no, just 0171 now.
Oh, swerve driver. XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais Show. Well, it's nearly over, but I have got a great joke, and we've got a simple rule here. You only have to tell a joke on air if it's about going into a pub.
That's right.
Okay, you ready?
Go on.
Penguin goes into a pub, goes up to the bar, and says to the barman, have you seen my dad in here? And he goes, I don't know, what's he look like?
Yeah, no, it's not bad. It's all right. It's all right. I had a similar one about something going into a pub. I think it was a turd and a wig, but I can't remember what the punchline is. If anyone knows, 0171 580 2000. Something about a turd and a wig. Gervais, I've also obviously got my celebrity relation, which I'll tell you about in a minute.
That's about it then.
Yeah, we've enjoyed ourselves.
Oh dear. Bald character, once drummer for Genesis, is more annoying. Who's lost this for? Smoked fish. Oh, what? What? What's this, Emma?
That is
what
tenterhooks are.
Oh, what are they? Oh, tenterhooks are what?
It's what smoked fish are hung from.
Excellent. And bald character, that is, he's more annoying than Lenny Henry. Okay. What's drummer for Genesis? Well, that's Phil Collins.
We can't say that.
Of course you can. I can say Phil Collins is more, it's a matter of opinion, isn't it?
Yeah, but he said that on the phone. He said, please don't say that, it's a bit mean.
Phil Collins is a deeply boring man. Anybody can say that.
I won't say who it is, who said it then.
Okay.
We've got out of it, haven't we? Joe Pasquale is less funny. Ooh. Yeah, okay. Who's that?
I mean, the point is that you can say that Phil Collins is a bold, boring man in the same way you can say Andy Peters is a raging. Gervais,
Jilly thinks I'm adorable, apparently.
Gervais, I don't think we've got time to really talk about this.
Okay, what have we got to do next week? Oh, we can't say who your celebrity was, but I just thought we could phone in who you think it is. I mean, I've got a few ideas who your celebrity second cousin is. Your mum. Mr. Ed?
No.
Godzilla?
No. The point is that this is a real celebrity, so, I mean,
okay.
Celebrity. So, you know, I'm not making it up. It's not going to be as exciting as, you know, whoa, it's Elvis or whatever. It's not that goofy, but it's
but
still-
they do share some of your genetic material.
No, you wouldn't know it.
Really?
No,
normal?
You will, yeah.
Symmetrical?
Good looking, really? A good looking person.
Blood reaching the surface?
A good looking person.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Did they probably denied your existence, or did they, I mean, they're obviously gonna deny that they're related to you then, aren't they?
Well, I'd say I tried to get some of their money. No.
What else do we do? I'll send me some hideous pictures.
Yeah, I'll just give the address again. XFM 97 Charlotte Street, London, W1P.
I've got to go to the pub.